Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Sheriff Jared Schneider about driving tips for the winter and holiday season. This is part two of a two-part interview.
Could you maybe explain what drivers should do if they catch themselves skidding or fishtailing on snow or ice, how they should, you know, respond?
Don't panic. Don't overreact. Like I said earlier with the braking, don't think that applying the brakes is what you need to do, because that's going to make your situation worse than it already is. Stay calm. And knowing your vehicle is the best thing, you know, in winter driving, on how it's going to respond. That's why young drivers sometimes have, you know, some issues, is the lack of experience. Pretty normal for us to have, you know, quite a few accidents during the first snowstorm, regardless of age. So for anybody, it just takes some time to remember, you know, your winter driving tips, and make sure that when the snow does start falling, that you're getting into winter driving mode, not staying in the same driving habits you have when the road isn't slick, because that's where you tend to see people having the problems.
Yeah, I didn't think to include this, but I figured it'd be good to sort of touch on, you know, how emergency agencies have to respond to, or, you know, tow trucks, whatever, have to respond to incidents. So I guess kind of any, you know, words of caution if you do happen to drive near emergency vehicles who may be responding to a vehicle in the ditch or any sort of accident during the winter.
Yeah, definitely slow down and give us our room. I mean, I recommend that any time of the year, but during the winter weather, when we're out there on those roadways, when they're slick, it makes us probably a little bit more nervous with traffic. I've been out numerous times and traffic will move by and they haven't, you know, slowed down any, and it can get pretty scary out there. So I just recommend slowing down and giving us our room when we're out there, either assisting a motorist that's gone into the ditch or working an accident scene. It's very important to us to have people give us space and drive safely through those areas.
If you happen to find yourself stuck on the side of the road due to maybe like a stall out or any sort of a winter related incident, you know, what do you recommend drivers keep in their vehicle during this
time? Drivers should, you know, have an emergency vehicle kit, you know, in their vehicle during the winter. They should have some cold weather gear in there. They recommend sand and kitty litter in case you get into a place where you can't get traction. That can be used to help you get traction. You know, blankets, stocking caps, gloves, food, maybe some extra medication in case you do get stuck for a long period of time. Make sure your cell phones are fully charged before you head out onto the road, and maybe even make sure that you have a charger available in your car. You got 911, but maybe also know your local emergency numbers to call in to report that you're either in the ditch or somebody else is in the ditch. When we have winter weather, we tend to have a lot of vehicles in the ditch and things like that, so it's always kind of nice for us to have some reports out there too, instead of waiting until, you know, maybe we happen to drive by. So being prepared to communicate, you know, and let either people know where you're at or maybe where somebody else at's pretty important to us, so we can get out and get them help as fast as we can.
So if people want to maybe save it in their phone for Washington County, what is that non-emergency line?
It's 319-653-2107.
Thanksgiving holiday is coming up, and I think it might be definitely busier or kind of back to the normal rate of traffic pre-COVID. Any other final reminders for people driving during the holidays?
So Thanksgiving is one of those holidays I can remember back, and, you know, everything that we just talked about with winter driving could come into effect, or it could be, you know, 60, 70, 80 degrees. So, you know, if it's winter weather driving, you know, remember everything that we just talked about. And I guess, you know, outside of that, if we have a nice day, you know, nice couple days for Thanksgiving, watch your speed, pay attention to other drivers, and, you know, wear your seatbelt. A lot of times, what we talked about earlier with planning out a trip, you know, it's not any different than the winter weather one. You should still be, you know, planning out your trip, maybe looking, you know, that 511 website is good to, even during the nice part of the year, you can look on there, see if you have any roadway blockages or anything like that, because, you know, an hour, hour and a half away from you, you don't necessarily know what's going on, and you might get into a situation where, you know, traffic is slowed down and then you're going to be running behind schedule, which then sometimes makes people react a little bit different and get in a hurry, and then bad things can happen when you're rushed and trying to get where you need to go to spend the time with your family.
And sometimes spending time with your family can involve imbibing and maybe some alcoholic beverages, and people might try to head home on the road after that.
And I don't recommend doing that. I mean, if that's the way that you're going to celebrate your holidays, it's always good to know that somebody within your group's going to be the driver so you can make it home safely, not just for your family, but other families that you're going to meet out there on the roadway.
That was the second half of a two-part Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Sheriff Jared Schneider about driving tips for the winter and holiday season. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.